Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the gospel, the crowds were with him for 3 days, and some had come from afar in a desolate place, far from provisions. Been with him days. I mean, not concerned over their bellies, embracing his teaching, his words. I mean, think about it. Which of you this morning haven't already been distracted, daydreaming already, thinking about later today or this week, even before I finish a 10-minute sermon? I mean, shame on us all. Modern man is not better than those before us. God help us to learn to pay attention, not to be driven by our bellies, our appetite, to be constantly entertained. And God help us to focus, get your mind off of you and what you do. God help us to stop, quiet our minds, be like the crowd in a desolate place. I mean, that's the world out there, the world we live in since the fall, in a desolate place, without provisions to take care of ourselves, yet so focused, trusting, and hungering for his teaching, his word, even oblivious to what goes on around us. What, be focused on what he gives. You know, but by this time in Jesus' ministry, he's well known. Thousands followed. And many who were injured, lame, sick, all hungry in a desolate place. He won't send them away. They had come for healing, for comforting words, for compassion only God could give. He says, I have compassion on the crowd. I mean, the implications of that are beyond your imagination. And now we hear the word compassion, and we think of an emotion, a feeling. We feel sorry for someone, empathy. No, in the Bible it is more. So much more than just sympathy for the sick, hungry people. His compassion moves him to act, even in your life. Compassion drives him to the cross. I mean, what do you have in a desolate place? And we see there in the disciples' reaction, you know, how can one in this desolate place, right? And that is a reflection of ourselves. Against all human reason, your negativity, your practical wisdom, your ideas. I mean, how often we look at things from a perspective of scarcity or helplessness. I mean, what could God possibly do? And you know what happened for the thousands. It is enough. More than enough. And what happened then and there has a lot of meaning for what goes on here and now. He sees you, injured, lame, sick in your life from your sin, and as a victim of a cruel world, all hungry in a desolate place. Jesus still feeds his people. You have a God who is compassionate. He always acts to take care of you in the desolate places of life. He comes with healing, with comforting words, with compassion that only God could give. I mean, here's some Latin. Nemo residio. Nemo residio. No one left behind. You know, that was a critical part of the morale for the Roman legion. Greek mythology portrays heroes rescued, those captured by enemies. And this is instilled today in our soldiers, in the U.S. Armed Forces. They don't leave anyone behind. You know, one of the basic pillars of the warrior ethos: I will never leave a fallen comrade. And our soldiers make a sacred commitment. No one left behind on the battlefield. And you see this even in our law enforcement and firefighters. And even more, our Lord's sacred commitment, compassion, the oath, the promise that he made to you in your baptism, I will never leave you. You are rescued from desolation, from the enemy of sin and death. The devil cannot harm you. I mean, no one in our Lord's ranks, none of his people in the church militant, that is the church the side of eternity, no one is left behind. The fallen are not left. A perfect sacred commitment that he will have compassion. He will not let the enemy have you. He fights for us. Every one of you, so precious. Every single life matters. Not one of his own are ever lost. He binds up the fallen, the wounded. You bask in his healing, forgiveness, his gifts that come from his hand, even now. I mean, here is power for life. There is no circumstance in your life that he is unaware of, unable to help. His compassion for you, dear child, moves him to act in your life in ways against your practical wisdom, that what your reason can see and your own ideas. Scripture declares that you have a great cloud of witnesses, people, loved ones who have gone before us, whom the Lord has helped beyond human reasoning in all our desolate places. I mean, there is no such thing as an impossible situation. His promise to work for your good. His words still have power to call things to be that are not. Even your forgiveness, even your provisions today, even you will not die. Ours is not a God of disappointment, but of kept promises. He gives what he says he will give and will be where he has promised to be. It says, they ate and were satisfied. Why do you long for so many things that will never satisfy? And shame on us for not being satisfied with what he gives. Thinking our God is not compassionate, not in control. I know, you crave miracles. I mean, you don't need something like the feeding of thousands, but for a small healing or this particular thing to work out for you. I mean, you crave some special God intervention. Long to see the great miracles, like when Jesus fed the thousands. Yet, how foolish if you don't realize that there are far and greater miracles in your life. I mean, he's still performing countless miracles. Martin Luther said it well, everything is a miracle. Look around you. What isn't divine work at hand? What isn't a miracle of life? Yeah, miracles are around. Miracles taking place countless times in your body and life every day. And certainly what happens on the shore of Galilee wasn't the first miraculous feeding, and it wouldn't be the last. Today, this very day, you have a miracle far, far greater than the feeding of the 4,000. That from the hands of his ministers today, as it was then, Jesus is still feeding the multitudes. Not with bread or fish, or mere bread and wine, but miracle of all miracles. God in flesh and blood joined to you. They all ate and were satisfied. That should be the story of your life from this altar. You eat, satisfied, filled with his grace and goodness, filled with his life, filled with him. For Christ's gifts of forgiveness and compassion are limitless and eternal. It never fails. It never runs out. There's always more for you. We feast this day on the Lord's compassion. In the name of Jesus, amen.